Coach Kelly Jewell here after the game. Coach, obviously a frustrating way for the game to come to a close, but had a lot of opportunities late in the game, just couldn't get that one shot to put you over the edge.
Yeah, when Taylor fouled out, you know, in the third quarter, it's a huge advantage for us. But we started fouling too much on one end, and we couldn't make free throws on the other. I think we missed seven in a row one time. And, we had a couple of girls that legs were tired. Bailey followed Taylor. You know, she did a heck of a job following Taylor all the way around and getting her frustrated and getting her to foul out of the game. But her legs were tired, and she missed a couple of shots that she usually would make. And, when we were passing the ball and not dribbling and trying to finish off the attack, we were pretty good. When we were dribbling and dishing, we were pretty good. But we didn't do that all the time. We tried to plow through three people, and, you know, we weren't getting a foul call, and there was no whistles at all on those plays. So it was turnover. So we did, once we figured that out in the third quarter that we could pass it, dribble, jump stop, pass, you know, that's where our comeback came from, and we got back in the game.
Yeah, and I guess talk a little bit about that last possession. Is that, you know, on the whole team to be communicating there, to know what the scenario is and the situation?
Exactly. I mean, you can't put the blame on Alyssa right there. Everybody's got to be talking what we're doing. You know, I was trying to signal in, we're out of timeouts because we had to be. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to signal in what we're doing, and the rest of the girls, you know, and Bailey's a sophomore, and Alyssa's a sophomore, and Kenzie's a freshman. Yeah. So, you know, it's a good learning experience for those. It sucks for those seniors that we had to learn like that. But, you know, next time we're in a close game at the end and we need a three, we'll be communicating better as a team, and not just a couple of people that have heard me say what we're doing. So, yeah, it should have never came down to that. We missed seven free throws in a row. We should have had the lead at three at that point, and they take the last second shot. So it is what it is.
Yep. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time throughout the season.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Yep.